Good morning. I'm Marcy Finkelstein. This is the Tuesday Morning Show on 88.5 FM and WMNF.org. Since the pandemic started this time, I air a segment I call Words and Music, conversations with artists who have new releases so that they can still share them with you and talk about them, even though they can't tour. And this morning, I wanted to share my conversation with Mary Chapin Carpenter about a song, Secret Keepers, from her new album, The Dirt and the Stars. I had read that the song was inspired by the Me Too movement and the importance of women being able to speak out about their experiences. So I started our conversation by saying to Mary that it seems that victims of sexual abuse are often doubly punished, first by the perpetrator, and then by themselves, by this feeling that the abuse somehow shames them. And I asked her where she thinks this self-punishment comes from.
I don't know if it's because it's a cultural thing or the way we've been brought up or whatever it is, but I've always been aware that I'm somewhat of a perfectionist and things are pretty black and white in my life, or there's not a lot of gray area. It's not an easy way to be, I have to admit. But it makes sense to me that when I've had a painful experience or something has gone wrong in my life or whatever, the first thing I think of is, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? As opposed to what did somebody else do wrong or inflict something on me or whatever it is. And I think a lot of people share that. We think it's our fault right off the top, right at the beginning. And it's sort of a default posture in living your life. And it's really hard to break that habit. You know, Secret Keepers, the song, it's an interesting thing that it took me so many years to try to figure out how do I want to try to speak to an experience that I still haven't been able to quite figure out. It was traumatic. It's deeply personal. It's caused me so much pain over the years. And sort of thinking about the way we hold on to secrets, whatever those secrets are, they have a corrosive power. They do a lot of damage to us in our lives if we let them, but sometimes you can't control. It's not like we invite it to hurt us, but it just does. But at any rate, it's taken me many, many years to try to figure out if I even wanted to address this artistically, how can I? And finally, I don't know where I heard the phrase secret keeper. I just did somewhere. It was like, oh, that's what I am. I'm a secret keeper. And then I started thinking about it. And in the end, the song is a plea for empathy, obviously, for everyone, to everyone. It doesn't even matter what experience you're even thinking of. It's something that we all need to work harder at, is to be empathetic to each other, even if we don't know what their story is, what someone else's story is.
I hadn't thought of this as your story. Is that what you're telling me, that this is your story as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am.
I don't want to pry. Is there any more you want to talk about that?
No, I feel like the song kind of represents it for me. And that also allows me to feel like I can speak about it because I'm not exhuming or excavating things that feel too dangerous. You know, it's like I've got a bit of guardrail around it and that's where I'm comfortable. But it was important to me that that song be on the record. You know, I mean, it's an honest song and it speaks to my own experience, but hopefully the way songs can, it speaks to a lot of different experiences and people can connect to it in a lot of different ways, hopefully. It doesn't have to be exactly about what I'm writing about, the way things resonate with us in different ways. So hopefully that's possible.
How do you figure out the boundary between what you would consider a secret, which as you say does a lot of damage, and what is simply privacy? I don't need to share everything.
No, that's a very good question. If we go back a few years when the Me Too movement emerged, if you will, you hear the old saying, there's safety in numbers. That, I think, really was something that was true. That women and men, that people who had these stories in their lives that had previously been pushed down and hidden away, and they carry it around like a ball and chain, even though it's invisible, right? But somehow, the more people who sort of posted hashtag me too, or said, that happened to me too, that's my story too, it was like a collective, first of all, a collective exhalation, I think, but a collective sense of you are seen, you are known, you are accepted, you are cared for. And just by saying, I'm a part of this too, and there's so many of us, maybe it's possible not to be so afraid of it as we've spent all of our lives being afraid of it or revealing it. Yeah.
Well, I think one of the most powerful things it says is you're not the only one. You're not alone.
You're not alone. You're not the only one. Exactly. That's exactly right.
Your ability to take agency over your story and your life, is that something that only came to you in recent years? Or is that something that you've been able to develop over a long period of time? And how far along do you feel you are?
That's a really good question. I don't feel like this is a recent awakening. I don't think this is a recent thing for me. I think I have worked very hard for many years to try to, as you say, take agency for myself and my life, my profession for that matter. It's a skill set that develops, right? It's not something you all of a sudden are really good at or know inside and out. I think it's all a part of, dare I say, it's all a part of becoming. And that's an ongoing process throughout life. I mean, stating the obvious, if we thought we had everything figured out by the time we were 30, first of all, we're deluding ourselves. And second of all, what would there be to look forward to, right?
I wish I'd had a little more figured out when I was 30, but hey.
But again, that's the wisdom of growing older, is realizing what you don't have figured out and it being okay.
You use that word becoming. You can look at your process of becoming and say, wow, I've really developed.
The very first song on this new record is what we're talking about. It's called Farther Along and Further In. And it's what I'm trying to say musically and at the outset, sort of like a statement of intent with this record, is that as I grow older, I've become so much more aware of what I don't know, so much more aware of where I want to go, so much more aware of the layers way down deep that make me who I am. It's almost a spiritual awakening as much as anything else. But it's not a song that I could have written 25, 30 years ago. It's not a wisdom or a knowledge of myself that I would have had back then. So it's celebrating, or at least it's acknowledging and embracing the wisdom of age. If you're lucky enough to get to this place, to live this long, then hopefully that's something you realize, and you realize what a gift it is.
But isn't it also career choices? I mean, I've seen you perform over the decades, and if you had not been singing songs, which I loved, like Shut Up and Kiss Me or I Feel Lucky, and had written Secret Keepers, I don't know that you would have been on the trajectory that you were on at that point. So didn't you have to make a decision, a tough one, about where your career would go?
Are you saying that had I had a song like that back in the early 90s, that it might have derailed me or something? Is that?
Well, it wouldn't have been on the pop radio. It wouldn't have been on commercial radio.
But there was a lot of songs on my records that absolutely were never on the radio, but that were very important to me and were very personal and political, and songs that did not skew easily along with sort of what was going on in contemporary radio, whether it was pop or country or whatever. There was a bit of cherry picking, I guess you could say, of singles and that sort of thing. But I never, ever held back or wagered with myself, maybe this is not a good song for a commercial record, whatever. It's like, no, I never did that. There was no self-censoring at all. But again, it's like, back to the very beginning of our conversation, I know that I couldn't have written this song back then. I didn't have the chops. I didn't have the words. I didn't have the way in. I didn't have the sense of how to say what I wanted to say. And it took me a long time to figure it out.
Well, it sounds like you've always been true to yourself. Did you have to buck music business people, labels, whatever, who said, hey, Mary Chapin, how about a couple less of these and a couple more of those?
I will tell you one, I'll never forget it. It was very demoralizing. Years ago, I was working on a record, writing a record, and it was after a song called Down at the Twist and Shout had been a hit on commercial country radio. I was taking my time writing the next record, as has always been my habit. It takes me a long, takes me a couple of years between records. And we got a call from the record label essentially saying, why is this taking so long? And me saying, well, it's just, that's how it works for me. It takes me a couple of years to write a record, kind of have to have a life to write about it. That seems obvious to me, but anyway. And this was coming from someone at the label who was a good friend and lovely, but he was feeling pressure from places above him too. I guess the third quarter was coming up or something. Anyway, why is this taking so long? And the quote was, don't you have another Twist and Shout somewhere? And I sort of took a breath and I said, well, I already did that song. You know, we both knew what we were trying to say. I understood he was coming from a place of pressure, and he understood that I was trying to come from a place of authenticity for myself. And it was a hard conversation to have. And I was really demoralized after that, but it didn't make the record come any sooner. And there wasn't another Twist and Shout on that record. That's sort of the dark side of the music business, that sometimes let's just keep doing what we've been doing because we know it works, versus let's let an artist grow and see where they go. There's a lot of pressure points. And thankfully, I have a team that works with me that affirmed that I needed to stay true to myself.
I wanted to go back to what you said about empathy, because one of the lines in the song that I loved was about show a little kindness when you meet someone. Mm-hmm. You never know what they're carrying around. I remember talking to Lucinda Williams about a song, one of her father's poems she set to music. Mm-hmm. It asks us to be kind to others because you never know what's going on down there where the spirit meets the bone. We have to be told that, though. We know that other people don't get us, but we think we know other people. It's so hard.
But you know what? Isn't it good that we are there to remind each other? I mean, I completely understand what you're saying. Like, what is wrong with us as people that we're not more in touch with our empathy and our ability to be compassionate to others and to be more loving, kind, caring people? But that is what makes us human. We are imperfect. We are always learning. We are always screwing up and learning some more. And that's why we have beacons like Lucinda, who writes such beautiful, meaningful words and music to help us as we go. That's what artists do. They reflect ourselves back to us.
I was going to ask you, do you think that art, music, for example, can help us find that better path? I don't want to be too precious about it.
No. If I didn't believe that, Marcy, I think I would have lost faith a long time ago. I need music. I need art. I need books. I need poems. I need paintings to lift me up and to reflect myself back to me. That is the greatest thing about living, in my opinion, is to see myself reflected in someone else's art. It reminds me I am not alone.
On the way, all these years you've been living with it, and it's fucked you up every which way. Secret keepers are lost and found. Spare a little kindness when you meet someone. You never really know what they're carrying around. Every day's a battle that's never won. It's not safe to keep it hidden, and it's not safe to let it out. You just learn to do its bidding as it blows you up from the inside out. Secret. are lost and found. Spare a little kindness when you meet someone. You never really know what they're carrying around. Is it a life condemned or a loaded gun? Out of sight, out of questions, with your truest friend depression, whispering me to truth. We're all the same, looking for some kindness when we meet someone. We get years of practice camouflaging shame, but the armor we're wearing weighs a ton. Secret keepers are lost and found. Spare a little kindness when you meet someone. You never really know what they're carrying.
Mary Chapin Carpenter, Secret Keepers, from her new album, The Dirt and the Stars. And it's really nice when someone whose music you admire turns out to be as lovely as their music.